It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Tomorrow is Kyle Munson's last day as the Iowa columnist at the Des Moines Register. I spoke with Munson this week as he prepares to leave the Register, where he has worked for 24 years, and as the Iowa columnist for the last eight. Munson is leaving for a job at Principal Financial. The first person to hold the Iowa columnist job was reporting on World War II. Munson is just the fourth columnist to hold this position.
Whether it's in Europe or in rural Iowa, that is sort of the mandate, to be among the people of Iowa and to give them voice, and then also to be a voice representing them. And that, I have loved doing that.
You've seen a very different Iowa than what many people read about. What is the Iowa that you have learned about, that you have got to know since you started in this role?
That's a deep question. You're right, because we've put on airs in this Iowa caucuses era since, you know, Jimmy Carter sort of helped put us on the map and create this beast of being the bellwether for the nation and being, I guess, the cheap media market where people come to,
sure,
candidates come to battle it out. You know, I have roots all around the state. I grew up in Southwest Iowa. My dad is from Washington County in Southeast Iowa. I was born actually in Cedar Falls in Northeast Iowa. And I have relatives and friends in every corner of the state. So, yeah, I don't necessarily buy into that notion of the Western conservative half of Iowa and the Eastern liberal half, or however you want to dice up the map, and or is it more red now than purple, you know, politically?
Sure.
I have had the luxury in some ways of being out and growing up among people where, you know, I see beyond this widening political divide that we keep talking about as journalists. The Iowa I love is this mix of progressive and practical. You know, it's that kind of that sturdy, stubborn farmer sense of finding ways to, you know, get the job done with baling wire, but also, you know, sometimes being way ahead of the curve. You know, for the Underground Railroad, I have family that was involved in the Underground Railroad during and around the Civil War. You know, just one small example of Iowa throughout history has been progressive on racial politics again and again. I see that. I still see that melding, or that Iowa is that hybrid, sometimes a noble hybrid, I think.
There have been a lot of people leaving the Des Moines Register in recent weeks. Where is the state of journalism in Iowa, especially when you look at a paper like the Des Moines Register that has shrunk so much in the last decade?
Yeah. Well, Clay, I was going to actually recruit you for my new news startup. No, just kidding. But seriously, you know, I'm at this point, 24 years in, I'm permanently a journalist. That's just baked into my DNA. And one of the things that I still want to figure out going forward, no matter in what arena I'm working, how does the news economy work in this digital world? And so, I mean, I think I have an amazing, talented bunch of colleagues in the Register newsroom today. I mean, and they're going to march forward after I leave. So I'm not worried about them, but I am worried about the overall news economy, because we've seen any number of stories this year. I mean, look at, I have a former colleague who's at the Denver Post, where they just wrote a scathing editorial against their own ownership as part of this whole problem that you're talking about. How people get their news and what they're willing to pay for is now this huge open question that is having real effects in all these newsrooms. And that is a problem that has yet to be completely solved.
Because I think of a lot of the different beats, if they're looking for fat to cut, I could see columnists falling by the wayside. And the beat that you have been on these last 8 years is a much different beat that gets away from kind of the churn and burn of daily news.
Yeah. Well, and I believe it's more crucial than ever in this day and age. So when you talk about trying to preserve journalism, you know, I'm happy that I'm going to be replaced. There's going to be a fifth Iowa columnist. In some ways, it's more important than ever in this digital news economy, because you need people out there producing these sorts of unique stories and not just following the reporter's scrum. I've been in so many situations in my career where if I wasn't there in that particular situation, there would not be a journalist there. And sometimes it's, you know, kind of a funny light feature, but a lot of times it's some pretty heavy stuff. It just doesn't happen to be at the top of the, you know, screaming if it bleeds, it leads news pile. And that is the kind of journalism that stitches a community together. You need everything else, you know, whether it's you know, the traffic accidents or the fires or meteorology or whatever, all that stuff you need. But you need the storytellers out there too, burrowing down to find the unlikely stories and bringing meaning to people's lives when sometimes they don't even realize they need it.
All right. Kyle Munson, thank you.
Thanks.
Munson is Iowa columnist at the Des Moines Register. Well, until tomorrow. This is Morning Edition on IPR. I'm Clay Masters.